Hi, this is a dictation by Chiquita Floyd, C-H-I-Q-U-I-T-A-F-L-O-Y-D. Chiquita Floyd, date of birth 10-4-1980, date of accident 4-7-2021. Date of birth is 10-4-1980, date of service 4-15-2022. Follow a visit, patient report that she was suffering from severe viral flu, gastroenteritis, in February and March, two separate episodes for which he was admitted to St. Grace Hospital two times. One time she was admitted for 1 week and one time she was admitted for 3 days. IVs and everything was given. She even passed out after fainting and blacking out. She was extremely dehydrated. She reports that she has some interruption. She could not visit the doctor for last 2 months. And some of the visits at the acupuncture, chiropractor, and therapy were interrupted because of this issue. She was doing very well from the flu bug, and it was not a COVID related. She reports that her pain in the left shoulder is minimal usually, but in the morning it is like 8 to 9, including the neck pain. Lower back pain is now at 9 since recent fall, unrelated to the car accident. The MRIs of the patient were reviewed, in which cervical spine has a bulging disc at C45, C56, C67. She never had any radiculopathy or any numbness tingling in the arms or fingers. Similarly, in the lower back, all the MRIs are normal except for interspinous bursitis, which is also not bothering her too much before this issue popped up. Hence, the patient is civil, although she is reporting her pain level is 7 to 10, but she has a 70% improvement in the symptoms before her recent episode at the hospital where she had a flu bug and fall because of it. Her headaches are minimal. She denies any other issues. Her ADLs currently are at 9 in the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. And in the patient reports that she has issues only in the neck, the right shoulder and lower back. Sorry, the left shoulder, lower back and neck as a minimal stiffness but no pain. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, headaches without any dizziness, vertigo or vision disturbances, no spots in the eyes or double vision, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. She says there's no loss of memory. And only depression is reported, but no panic, anxiety, or nightmares, or PTSD. There's no lack of focus or lack of concentration. She is able to carry out her life pretty good. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back stiffness, but without any issues at the knee and the hip, or pain. There's no pain. Pain level is minimal. And the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach, pain, blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GI, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, although some improvement is reported, 70% from before. And in the medical history, she has suffered from flu bug for which she was admitted to hospital in last 2 months, two times. Weight loss is yes. Trauma, any other trauma, a patient fell down in home when she blacked out due to the severe dehydration after multiple episodes of vomiting and diarrhea. The current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana but no other chemicals. Compliance with the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure initially was 52 over 37 only, pulse of 94, and it was repeated after giving 2 glasses of water and it became 101 over 74 blood pressure with pulse of 91. Pulse ox was 98, and rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of January 7, 2022, dictation number 0108-084. The plan of care is to continue her neurological care with Dr. Basha. She's seeing a neuropsych therapy with Dr. Weiss. She's doing acupuncture, which is fine. She's also doing chiropractor, which is fine. Physical therapy is reduced to once a week, as she's already done 7 months of therapy. She can continue seeing Dr. Applewater for the physical therapy, for PCP. And other than that, the patient can continue her home exercises. And medications are refilled. I've renewed her naproxen, 500 twice a day for 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory. Trazodone has been replaced to a level 50 milligram at night to remove depression and sleep. Lidocaine gel topically, 200 gram daily. In addition, patients provide with Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief, 50 tablets. Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for radiculopathy that she is experiencing in the leg, unrelated to the car accident, but her primary care doctor could not be connected to her. So I provided that. Thank you very much. The patient is coming along good. She has been, we discussed the MRIs in great detail for cervical spine, for the shoulder, as well as for the lumbar spine. She consistently refuses to have any injection treatment or any surgical consultation regarding her issues. She is happy with the conservative mechanism. It is bringing a 70% relief. Thank you.